January 1989. David.
That bitch, David thought as he got into his car and revved the engine. That sanctimonious, self-serving, judgmental, boring bitch.
He noticed he wasn't wearing any shoes or pants. His Sunday morning outfit consisted of cut-off black sweats and a bright yellow V-neck sweater. He looked like an anorexic bee.
Bzzz,
he murmured as he jammed the gear shift into drive and pulled away from the curb, tires screeching. He was sure Lydia was watching from the living room window. He threw a half-hearted middle finger in her general direction, just in case. The radio blared AC/DC's Thunderstruck. The thrumming vibration soothed him as he thought about where he could go. Cuba? Mexico? Hawaii? They'd love him in Hawaii. They were laid back there. They wouldn't care if he wanted to run naked in the surf at dawn or howl at the autumn moon. Hang loose, man, they'd say. Mahalo. He could learn to carve. He could sell his wares to the tourists, men in checkered swim trunks and fat women in bikinis. Or maybe he should head north, to Bellingham, closer to the Canadian border. There were hippies there, he thought. I could give up painting and weave shit instead. Blankets, or those things you put hot pans on. What are they called? Oh yeah, trivets. He'd be a trivet maker. He'd bond with the pot-smoking liberals and set up camp with them in the woods. Pot. Now there was a good idea. He wondered if his friend Rick was up yet, if he'd slept off the buzz from the night before and was now open for business. Rick dealt the best weed on the coast. Gave David a discount, too, since they'd gone to high school together. Used to get stoned out of their minds in the enormous tangle of rhododendron bushes across the street from the school gym. He slammed on the brakes and flipped a U-turn in the middle of the road, ignoring the horns that blared around him. Fuck you and the horse you rode in on, cowboys, he yelled. Go to hell. Go straight to hell. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. He was hungry. Starving, actually. A little bit dizzy. He couldn't remember the last time he'd eaten. Friday, maybe? He'd been painting for days, locked in his studio. Lost and swirled.